AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. The man accused in the burning death of a woman on a New York subway awaits arraignment. AP's Julie Walker has more.
Sebastian Zepeda is charged with murder and arson in the death of a woman police say he set on fire on a Brooklyn subway Sunday morning, then sat and watched her burn to death. He was awaiting arraignment Tuesday. Federal immigration officials say the 33-year-old is a Guatemalan citizen who entered the U.S. illegally after being deported in 2018. His last known address was a substance abuse shelter, according to police, who took him into custody Sunday. Officials say a surveillance camera on the train caught Zepeda setting the woman on fire. Then police body cam captured him after at the scene before he left. Police have not released the name of the victim in the case.
American Airlines flights are up and running again after a brief ground stop due to a statewide technical issue. Just before 7 a.m. Eastern Time, the Federal Aviation Administration ordered all American Airlines flights to be grounded in the U.S. at the airline's request. Caitlin Clark has been named the AP Female Athlete of the Year for her impact on and off the court.
Caitlin Clark, after ending her amazing college career after her Iowa team lost to South Carolina in the NCAA title game.
I don't have much time to, you know, sit around and sulk and be upset, and I don't think that's what I'm about either.
Clark broke the NCAA Division I career scoring record for both men and women, finishing with 3,951 points. Shortly after college, she was the top pick in the WNBA draft and played for the Indiana Fever. Not only did fans pack sold-out arenas to watch the 22-year-old, TV viewership in the women's league was up 300%. I'm Shelley Adler.
This is AP News. Bethlehem citizens will have a quiet Christmas with no public celebrations planned.
Celebrations in biblical town Bethlehem, revered by Christians as Jesus' birthplace, are usually attended by thousands of people from around the world. But this year, Bethlehem prepares to mark its second Christmas under the shadow of the war in Gaza. So Bethlehem's Christmas celebrations will be somber and muted in deference to the ongoing war in Gaza, explains Mayor of Bethlehem Anton Salman.
Always the message of Bethlehem is a message of peace and hope. And these days we are also sending our message to the world, peace and hope, but insisting that the world must work to end our suffering as Palestinian people, to end the occupation.
Since the war in Gaza began, tourism to Israel and the Israeli-occupied West Bank has plummeted. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.